You ever wonder why people get so set in their ways and so sure that their way is the right way, and even though you can see that the solution is something else or the answer is something else or another point of view is probably better, they just can't see it or they refuse to see it? Do you ever wonder if maybe you've got a bit of that going on yourself? I'm going to talk about the psychology of why that happens and also what you can do about it personally to maybe change some of those old beliefs that are keeping you stuck and go into all new directions that you know you want, but maybe at this stage you think is a bit out of your reach. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. So I want to introduce you to a term that you may have heard of, but most people aren't aware that this is happening, and they may not be aware of the depth that it's happening. And that term is confirmation bias. So what that means is that we tend to seek out information that confirms what we already believe. The best example in the most recent history, particularly in Australia, the election. So the federal election, people find more information to support wherever their political preferences lie. And so if you look at a bunch of people's feeds, their social media feeds, their news feeds, then depending on where their vote's going or where their beliefs are or their preferences, the feed's going to look completely different. One's going to be full of all of the things that the person, one, either believes to be true, or two, the things that they like to debate or argue against. And then you compare that to someone on the other side, it's going to look completely different, or a number of sides. There's that many different sides these days. The best example I heard was back, probably going back maybe 10 years ago, they were talking about the US election, and they actually got some specific examples of people's social media feed for the red side and the blue side, and you wouldn't even know that the other party existed when you looked at the two different feeds. They were completely full of content confirming what they already believed. And then I see it all the time on social media where people are trying to really push a cause, and they're posting like quite passionately about, you know, people should change this and they should do that. And they're talking to their audience who already believes those things. So, of course, they've got a heap of support, but they're not reaching the people that they want to reach, mainly because they're alienating them by talking in a way that most people are just going to be turned off by. So if you bring it back to yourself, it's where are those areas where you are subconsciously or inadvertently seeking out information to confirm beliefs, particularly beliefs that maybe don't really help you anymore. Maybe they're beliefs that you want to move past. For me, it was my health. For the longest time, I was so attached to my injuries, they were like a badge of honor. I had so many from my sporting days. I hadn't treated my body particularly well. It was a form of self-abuse, really. And so I'd battered my body, and that was kind of my story. Like, I would go and play different sports. I'd never complain when I'm playing, but then afterwards I'd complain to anyone who would listen about all the different injuries and the pain and all these different things. And it wasn't until I kind of hit a bit of rock bottom with a few different things that I started to change. And it was, it coincided when I, for the first time, had set myself some really detailed and proper goals for my life, particularly around my health. That was one of the biggest motivators. I told the story before about my dad's passing and how that made me look at all areas of my life, but particularly my health. I'm like, well, my dad didn't drink, he didn't smoke, and yet here he is at 66, dying way too early. And maybe start thinking, like, what? Well, I'm not particularly looking after my health. I'm not eating well. I'm drinking too much. I've done that for a long time. I'm in pain. Like my kids were young. I'm like, I can't go and do the things with them that I want to be able to do. So that was the starting point of change. But then what I started to realize is just how many of these things that I'd believed. I'd had doctors tell me that you won't be able to run anymore. You should stop playing football, stop playing basketball. You won't be able to lift any heavy weights because of your back. So a couple of things unfolded, but that was because I'd set myself some really strong goals. I wanted to have a body that was free. I didn't want to live with this pain. I didn't want to have to wake up in the middle of the night in pain and have to stretch. And I wanted to be able to be active with my children. So I started having some different things happen with my health. The cameras up and down both ends of my body, internally, I mean. So I was having some stomach upsets. I was having like heartburn. And so then go down one path and it's like, oh, you know, like you've just got to take got doctor giving me something for, I think it was called Nexium. And what it did was it actually caused me to feel like I had glandular fever again. And this is another tangent, but I remember hearing stories where people got glandular fever, it turned into chronic fatigue. And I was just like, when I got glandular fever, I'm like, that's just not going to happen. I'm going to be so determined to not let that happen. So I was, when that sort of feeling came back, it scared me. But then when I realized after about a week that it coincided with taking this tablet to help with the heartburn, I'm like, well, I'm not taking this anymore. So I sought out alternatives. And then again, whether you call it luck or coincidence, I don't necessarily believe in coincidences. These things happen for a reason, particularly when you've got goals. Solutions just tend to turn up. When I was at Fox Sports, they started getting in these different health professionals. They were on a bit of a health kick for their staff, which was awesome. And an iridologist came in. So I'm going to try anything. And the iridologist reads your eyes, and if you do a quick study of this and you look at the eye maps, you can see that the eyes actually show you what's going on with all your organs and different parts of your body. And this lady said to me, oh, I bet you have really bad heartburn. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, that could be a lucky guess, you know. I'm not 100% convinced, but that's pretty impressive, right? And so she gave me some great tips on sort of like, she asked about my diet, and then she said, well, if you change this, this, and this, I reckon your heartburn will go away. And that's exactly what happened. A lot of wheat-based breakfast cereals weren't doing me any favors. So it was like removing those and a few other things, and suddenly my heartburn's gone. But bringing back to the actual session with the iridologist, she said, oh, I'm also getting something here. Do you have a problem with your back? And I'm like, yeah. She said, lower back? I'm like, yeah. She said, L5? And I went, yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, you've got my attention. Now, how do you know that? Because maybe, I don't know, a year before I had back problems lifting my young children in and out of the car seats. My back just went, seized up. I'm lying prone on the floor, unable to move. And I went to the doctor, and my sports doctor I've been seeing since I was a teen. And he said, we better get an X-ray. And the X-ray showed two things. One was a compressed fracture of the coccyx, and I'm putting that down to at least one of the falls out of the tree that I had as a youngster when I landed feet down and then sort of landed on my bum. Or it could have been any number of different times when I was punishing my body as a kid. So I've got a compressed fracture of my coccyx, which is horrendous to think what I put my body through. But then also had this PARS defect, L5 spine, so lumbar spine, which an abnormality, not really sure what causes it, but the patterns I've seen now helping young men with problems around that lumbar spine, I've also got some really strong thoughts on that, what causes it and how you can alleviate it. And that's for another episode, by the way. I'll definitely do some stuff on that. And I'm like, wow, the detail of looking into my eyes and being able to see that. So again, I'm like, because I was open, because I'd set myself these big goals around my health, and I'd had detailed plans of the things I needed to do, and also I'd learned you need to be really open to solutions showing up. Well, then I was starting to look at things differently. I was didn't know it at the time because I hadn't. Well, maybe I had. I think I actually had learned the term confirmation bias, but the whole process that I was going through with my mentor, my very first proper mentor at the time, was like, you need to be open to these solutions showing up, and that's exactly what I found. And so I've gone from having this pattern of can't do this, can't do that, taking one doctor's word for it, to going, okay, well, I'm going to look at things differently now. I'm going to be open to there being other solutions. I'd been that person that when people go, oh, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And I'd go, I've tried everything. I've tried everything and I can't fix it. Well, that's just a straight out lie. And when people say that to me now, I'm like, I challenge that. Have you really tried everything? Because I'm a believer that there's a solution out there to pretty much every problem if you're prepared to be open and take yourself away from that confirmation bias, and also stop being attached to a certain path, to a certain diagnosis. Like I said, the badge of honor. Some people earn their long-term, their chronic illnesses and injuries like a badge of honor because it's who they are, becomes part of their identity, and that was definitely true for me. Well, you know, I'm so tough and I keep playing through all these things, but I've got these injuries that I'll complain about afterwards, and yeah, that badge of honor. So I had to change that. So I've gone from having this thought of this is who I am to now being open to, well, maybe I can be someone else. And I also had a profound moment with another coach a couple of years after that, and she just asked me, like, she was talking about, I was complaining about, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. And she's like, well, why? Like, she just challenged that belief. She said, it's mindset. You can change that belief. And if you look at things a different way, then you can change things. So I set about doing that. And fast forward a couple of years down the track, and the same doctor that said, your feet are no good, you should be in orthotics, which I did for a few years until I realized that they weren't actually solving the problem, to then like having an acupuncture, a journey through acupuncture to remove the problem in my feet that he asked me about. Oh, how's your feet? I said, oh, I had 4 sessions of acupuncture. I've never had pain there again. He was wanting to hammer and chisel it away and remove these bone spurs, but my feet still to this day, 15 years later, are fine. And I'm running, still running, after he got told not to. And then, yeah, so I just moved away. I'm jumping from here to there and everywhere, but just these thoughts come to my mind and I'm changing my whole physical health. And the more you learn, the more things that you peel back, that you realize that doesn't have to be that way anymore, that the more hungry you get, the more solutions show up. And I got to the point I'm like, I can't remember being this healthy and strong and fit since I was a teenager. And so we come back to confirmation bias. Why is it so important for you to open your mind and be open to new solutions and sitting and identifying where you might be stuck in old beliefs and identities, when you could be looking at things and being open and going, okay, well, things can be different. I can change. And there are lots of elements to making changes, but this is one of the biggest, that if you can change your way of thinking, if you can remove as much of this confirmation bias as possible, then endless solutions can find you. And you'll see as you go on this journey is that confirmation bias shows up in lots of ways. Like, there's still elements of that for me where I've got certain beliefs that I hold strongly and I'll continue to find information that supports that. I'm trying to be as much as possible fairly neutral to things now and just go, well, all of these different ideas that I now have that I've changed, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I want the world to know this, but really I've got to go on their own journey. People aren't ready to hear these messages. They're not ready. So it's me just going, okay, well, if I'm open to this, what else could show up? Even getting really good coaching and advice in different areas, I've still got to make my own decisions and be open to other solutions showing up as well. That's where you can get some pretty crazy results. So why it's so important is because you can't change if you're stuck in a confirmation bias. You'll just keep repeating the same patterns. You'll keep having these same beliefs, and some of them will be serving. Some beliefs are great and they're really helpful, but so many of the things that we believe just aren't, and they're keeping us stuck. And each time you level up, you'll realize there was something there that was holding you back. And each time you overcome one, you'll go, man, I'm still playing too small here. I'm capable of so much more than I thought. That's how important this is, to be able to look through a different lens. So take a moment to pause and just look at your life. And like I've said many times here, is just do an honest self-assessment. Where am I stuck believing things that I've always believed or that I've believed for a long time and I'm not being open? What are some of those things that are actually, maybe they're not that helpful, and maybe I could be open to things being better than what they are. Maybe you've believed a diagnosis, or you've believed something that you've read and you're clinging to that for whatever reason. And be open and look at things differently. And one of the most important things is set yourself on a path and where you want to go, because the solutions will find you. The part of your brain that find solutions will filter out the rest of the stuff when you get a clear focus on what you want. It's so important. So you need to have what's most important in terms of your priorities for life. You need to have some goals. You need to have some plans. You need to break them down into detail. Now, I wasn't intending this to be another promotion for my game plan training, but that's exactly what goes in there. Whether you're a teenager, a parent, I'm already in the process of creating these two versions, or the second version, the teen version, the adult version already exists. You can do this together with your team. Set this path forward for where you want to go. But even if you don't, if you're not, that's something you're not ready for, it's just sitting down on your own and doing that process, getting clear. I might leave it there. It was meant to be a short one, but I've kind of gone on a few tangents there. What I would ask is that I do need your help to share this podcast, to help me grow it. It's a sort of content that, while it's growing nicely, I'm getting in front of more people, it really depends on word of mouth. And the best way to do that is from someone like yourself that other people trust, and passing on to other good people who you know would benefit from this information, that the sort of people in your life that lift you up, or maybe even some of those people that you know could do with a bit of lift and could do with some more inspiration and some positivity in their life. So, yeah, please do share with a friend, with a family member, maybe your teenager who could do with a bit of a shift in their thinking. And if you do that for me, it'd be very much appreciated. I'll see you on the next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.